It will be Keani Saxon to jump it for Missouri Western. Meanwhile, A.O. Andrew Orr will get this one started in the jump circle for the Ichabods. As we await the ball being thrown up, it is Saxon wins the tip. Missouri Western will start with it, and we are underway at Lee Arena for Ichabod basketball. Bringing it over the divider from left to right is Zion Swader. Gets to Saxon, top of the key for the Griffins. Now on the right wing, it's Jerron Thames with it, guarded by Orr. Back across to the left-hand side, Saxon feeds it there for Julius Dixon in the lane. Tough layup, can't get it to go. Left side of the window, rebound by Jack Batchelor. The freshman up ahead to Sam Ungashik, right wing. First offensive possession for the Ichabods. Batchelor, left wing, shades back to the top of the key. Hounded there by the redshirt junior, Julius Dixon. Back to Michael Keegan in between the circles, angling around from left wing all the way across to the right. Shot clock at 14. First offensive possession for the Ichabods. Still on the perimeter. Batchelor driving dish right corner. Brady Christensen for three. That one rattles off the rim and out. And the rebound to Jerron Thames. Just over 5.5 rebounds per game for him on the year. Playing his 122nd career college basketball game. A veteran of the sport if there ever was one. Between the circles, it's Zion Swader. Now across to his left for Tay Fields, the native of Opelika, Alabama. Angling to the right, cut off, good stonewall there by A.O. Now Fields trying to drive all the way to the basket. Tough shot, matched up on A.O., goes high off the glass and in. Fields with the first 2 points of the game, 2-0 Missouri Western, 18:47 to go in the first. Along the near sideline, it's Jack Batchelor, bounce pass to the top of the key for Orr. Orr creates a little separation, pulls up the dribble, now gets it to Michael Keegan, top of the circle. Mike with the right-hand dribble, spinning around right side of the lane, in the middle of the lane now, looking for some space, trying to get it to someone, finds A.O., extended off the right block. Orr kicks it back to the perimeter for Ungershick. Right back to Orr. Turnaround jumper. That one bounces off the front of the iron. Caroms out to the weak side. Rebound to the Griffins. 18:20 to go in the opening half. Griffins ball with a lead at 2-0. And now a steal. Michael Keegan between the rings. All the way to the cup. Rises up and yams it home all over the Griffins. What a jam by Michael Keegan. And Washburn's got its first 2 points to knot this game up just about 2 minutes in. Michael Keegan with the big-time flush going coast-to-coast with that one. All tied at two. Another offensive possession here for the Griffins. Top of the key, it's Keani Saxon, the native of Auckland, New Zealand. Left wing, crossing over to create some space. Zion Swader looking inside. Tough runner with the right hand off the mark. Good defense by Orr to alter the shot. Rebound Washburn. Ungashik to Keegan, left wing. Michael steps into a three-pointer on the way, but too short off the front of the iron. And the rebound into the hands of Julius Dixon. Not a bad look in transition. Ichabods, though, sagging back on defense. 2-2, 2.5 minutes gone in the ballgame here at Lee Arena. Four straight long road games away from here in Topeka. Washburn finally gets to come back home to the capital city for this one. A huge contest in the MIAA. Spinning around left side of the lane and a turnover on Jerron Thames. Was trying to drive, but indecision so often is what leads to turnovers. Didn't know whether he should kick it, drive it, shoot it, and he ends up trying to do all three at once and turns it over. Second turnover so far for Missouri Western. First dead ball turnover. None so far for the Ichabods. 17:10 to go in this first half. And now a throwaway. There's the turnover. Looking for a cutting Michael Keegan. It's thrown away by the Ichabods. Griffin's coming the other way. Top of the key. Julius Dixon dials up a three and rattles it in. Dixon buries that one, and it's 5-2 Griffins, 16:55 to go here in the first. Dixon this season, a 32% three-point shooter. Missouri Western 12th in the conference in three-point shooting. Washburn, though, 12th in three-pointers allowed this year. Left wing, Ungashik spinning around, double team comes, needs some help, bounces to A.O., long two, just inside the arc, top of the key, that one bounces off, rebound, fought for, Michael Keegan goes up for it, knocks it out of play, can't corral it, and the ball belongs to Missouri Western. Substitution coming in for Washburn. Jake Schadegg is into the game. He spells Jack Batchelor. Braden Shorter is in. He spells Andrew Orr. So a five-out lineup here for Washburn. Biggest man on the floor is Brady Christensen. Your small ball five. Walking it up the court, Zion Swader for Missouri Western. Angling to the right, matched up on Schadegg. Jake in that first game against Missouri Western. And a pretty solid performance. Now top of the key, Keani Saxon over to the left wing, Swader, drive and dish, turns around, sends it back outside for Julius Dixon. He gets into the lane, right-hand floater off the mark, rebound, Schadegg. 6-foot Jake Schadegg gets the board among the trees there. Ungashik in transition, kicks to Michael Keegan, drives inside through contact, runner off the window, no, and the rebound is tipped to Dixon. Diagonal pass up ahead over the timeline for Missouri Western. Tay Fields kicks it right corner, three on the way for Swader, swirls it in. Swader gets the triple there. Two early threes for a team that doesn't shoot many of them and not all that well. 8-2 Griffins over the Ichabods. 15:45 to go in the first half. Between the circles, it's Sade, gets it to Keegan, left wing, Ungashik. On top of the Bob Chipman court insignia here at Lee Arena. Sam trying to drive, left hand into the lane, goes down low for Christensen, off his shin. Washburn able to keep it though, into the left corner, Ungashik dials up a three-pointer, that one's too strong, and a weak side rebound hauled in by Jerron Thames. Washburn 0 for 3 from beyond the arc to start off this contest. A shot just 26% exactly in the last two games. Fields driving by Shorter all the way to the cup. Leans back, hits it. We've got a timeout called by Washburn. Fields gets 2 on the baseline drive there, and the Ichabods trail 10-2, 15-13 to go in the first. 30-second timeout called by Washburn, and now they'll extend this one out to a full timeout. We'll take it to Ichabod's down by 8 in the early going. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Washburn Ichabod's basketball on Country 106.9. 15-13 to go in the opening stanza of this edition of Ichabod Basketball on Country 106.9. Brendan Dwarzynski joining you from Lee Arena. Slow start for the Washburn Ichabods. They trail Missouri Western 10-2. Ichabods just 1-for-7 from the floor, 0-for-3 from 3. Meanwhile, Missouri Western 2-of-2 from beyond the arc for a team that on the season is only shooting 33.6% from deep. On the floor for Washburn out of the timeout, same five. Braden Shorter inbounds to Jake Schadegg, along with Sam Ungashik, Michael Keegan, and Brady Christensen. Ungashik between the circles, gets it to Schadegg. Same area of the court, but farther toward the far sideline. Jake has to skip it back out to Braden Shorter. Pressure defense here from Missouri Western, showing a lot of intensity. Under 15 minutes to play in the half. 12 on the shot clock. Ungashik, step back, feigns a three, into the corner for Michael Keegan. Now to Christensen, left block. Brady, turn around, right hand, baby hook in the lane, rolls around. No! Offensive rebound, tipped to Sade. Great play by Keegan. To the top of the key, Ungashik for three. Too strong. Keegan, offensive board. Michael with the stick back. He's hacked. No foul. Gets it back again to Sade. Flying in. Jake kicks it out late. Braden Shorter, three from the left wing. Yes, sir! A frenetic play, but finally, Braden Shorter, the freshman from Springfield, Missouri, buries the three, and Washburn cuts the lead down to 5 with 14:21 to go in the first. Left wing in the hands of Jerron Thames, drives through contact, held up in the air, can't knock it down. Offensive rebound, Tay Fields, under the bucket, through contact again, no! And Michael Keegan gets the weak side rebound for the Ichabods. Up ahead to Ungashik. Sam hesitates, peels out inside to Keegan. Left hand layup, yes sir! 5 straight points for the Washburn offense, and here come the Ichabods. 10-7, Washburn down just 3. Got things organized in that last timeout. Head coach Brett Ballard, one of the best in the business. Right corner, driving baseline, Swader kicks it out to the left wing. Julius Dixon tries a three. That one's off the mark, bouncing off the rim. Rebound fought for. Ungashik barely saves it in play to Christensen, and it leaks out of bounds. And it is off of Washburn, out of play. Everything a little out of sorts on that rebound. Ungashik needed help, but everyone was too pinned up against the baseline. 3 substitutions for Washburn. Christensen, Keegan, Ungashik all sit. Jarmel Johnson in for the first time. Didn't get the start today. He's joined by Orr and Batchelor, both returning to the lineup. 13:34 to go in the first half. Left baseline, Tay Fields. Double team comes, now peels off. Fields turning around on Shorter. Misses a jumper. Ball poked all the way around in the air, and Shorter comes away with the rebound. 5-on-4 up the floor. Fields isn't there. Johnson to Schadegg, right wing for Batchelor. Jack, left-hand dribble drive, kick to the left corner. Johnson for three, way short. Rebound is loose. 2 Ichabods ran into each other, and eventually it's the Griffins who come away with it. Zion Swader, his team up 3. Pass underneath, looking for Saxton, and throws it away. A little too low with the bounce pass in transition that time, and Saxton couldn't locate it, loses it out of play. The 6'8 big man from down under. 13:05 left in the ballgame in this first half. Washburn down by 3, 10-7. Batchelor bounces to the top of the key just inside the arc for Andrew Orr. Smacked away. Saxton gets the steal. Racing all the way up the floor, and a foul by Braden Shorter. Otherwise, Saxton might have ripped the rim down on a flying in dunk. So a good foul there by Shorter. That is the first on Braden. First team foul on either squad. More than 7 minutes into the game. 12:52 on the clock. Saxton will step in for free throws here. As a team, Missouri Western shoots 73.8% at the line. First free throw rattles all the way around, but finally falls through. Saxton's first point, 11-7. Griffins with a lead, now at 4 points. Second free throw on the way. That one short, but it has just enough oomph to get over the front of the iron and in. 2-for-2 on that trip for Saxton. Washburn brings it up. Batchelor over the timeline, accelerates with the left hand, turns around, back outside to Schadegg. Now shorter right wing. Bounce down low to the right block. A.O. Orr backing in with the left hand. Creates just a little bit of space. Goes up with that left hand and is able to finish. Physical play by the big man, Andrew Orr. 12-9, Bods again, down by just three. 12.5 to go in the first half here at Lee Arena. Over the timeline, left to right, comes Zion Swader with a right-hand dribble, angling in that same direction. Now curls a pass back to the top of the key, Jerron Thames. This is not a very deep team for Missouri Western, though they did just bring in Justin Buback. They don't need to pass to him, though, as Thames cruises down the left side of the lane and jams one home. Wide open dunk right there for Jerron Thames. Washburn coming the other way, down by five. Left wing, Braden Shorter, dribbles between the legs, backs up and now gets it to AO between the rings out front. Has the ball poked at from behind by Saxon, and a foul called. Lot of contact, lot of physicality. The officials are letting the boys play, and you have to appreciate that, especially two teams that can fill it up. But that time, a little bit of a touch foul. A lot of slapping at the ball by Saxon. Substitution in for Missouri Western, by the way, also in the last few moments. Reese Glover into the contest. Right wing, Batchelor tries driving. Baseline all the way under the basket. Kicks it out left wing into the corner. Jarmel Johnson for three. Kaboom! Jarmel Johnson off the bench today. Lights it up with a three-pointer. And it's just a two-point game, 14-12. 11:36 and counting to go in this first half. Washburn in the midst of a 10-4 extended run. Between the circles, it's Thames, angling left, back to the top with a two-hand pass, gets it to Swader, and now Reese Glover. Three-point specialist has been for a long time for this Missouri Western team. To Buback, left wing, steps into a three, way too strong. Long rebound, corralled by Jake Schadegg. In the backcourt, gets it to Jack Batchelor, the freshman, driving dish left corner. Jarmel Johnson for three again, a little bit short this time. Andrew Orr fights for the rebound, but it's ripped out of his hands. Pulled away by Saxon, and eventually Glover will corral it for Missouri Western. Griffins come into the front court. They lead by just two. 9 minutes exactly gone in this contest. Batchelor matched up on Swader, trying to cut him off. Is able to do so, keeps him on the perimeter. He feeds Saxon. The big man launches a three, a rainbow shot, and it snaps the cords. Saxon's first field goal is a top of the key three, and the lead is 17-12, a five-point advantage for Missouri Western. At the top of the key, AO. Hands off, no, a fake handoff to Schadegg. Instead goes down low looking for Batchelor, but it's off the mark, tipped away, steal by the Griffins. Missouri Western comes up floor, leading by five. Along the far sideline, Thames has it, given plenty of space by Orr. Thames on the season, shooting just under 32% from three, given plenty of space. He tries to accelerate with the left hand, loses the ball, picked up by Schadegg. Up ahead to Orr, and a bad foul, 88 feet from the basket on Reese Glover. Really intense pursuit going after the ball. You love the intensity, but maybe a little bit too much of it right there. Shorter and Schadegg both sit for Washburn. Christensen back on the floor. Same with Ungashik. Still a five-point deficit facing the Ichabods. Two head coaches in this game. Brett Ballard for Washburn. Will Martin for Missouri Western have known each other for a long time. We're both on staff, in fact, at Tulsa, where Coach Ballard was an assistant for several years. Driving and kicking, Christensen to Batchelor. Jack pulls it up at the free throw line, turns around, gets it to Christensen, right wing, into AO, right baseline, backing in on Tay Fields. Or turnaround, right hand, little floater, gets it to fall in softly, just trickling in over the iron. Nice finish that time by Orr. Washburn cuts it back to a three-point game at 17-14. Up court comes Missouri Western with it. On the right wing, Buback. Back across to the left, Josh Book with his first touch. Another New Zealander from Christchurch. Inside the arc on the left wing, Julius Dixon pull-up jumper. A little bit too much heat on that one, too strong. Rebound by Jarmel Johnson, ripped out of his hands, but he scoops it back up and will take it over the timeline himself right to left. Jarmel trying to go coast to coast, eventually has to peel out and sends it back to Batchelor along the far sideline. Ball circled around to the left wing. Christensen lobs inside for Orr and overshot him. Missouri Western running the floor. Tay Fields, Euro step and kick into the left corner. Book for three, and he got it. Washburn and the entire crowd, and a great crowd here at Lee Arena, wanted to travel. They're not going to get it. Frustrating call for sure if you're Washburn. 8:50 to go in this first half. Bods down six. Ungashik, right wing, steps back, launches a three, halfway down the cylinder, and it pops out. Weak side rebound, Griffins. Jerron Thames has it in the forecourt. Just in front of the coach's box on the Washburn bench. Now top of the key, Tay Fields. Left-hand dribble, dumps it off for Thames on the wing. Thames backs up, stops, pops, mid-range jumper. That one rattles around, no. Three bodies hit the floor, or Christensen and Fields, but Jarmel Johnson's the one who gets the rebound long for Washburn. Finds Christensen up court. Brady in the lane, right-hand floater off the window and good. Brady Christensen coming off his second double-double in the last three games against Northeastern State gets his first two there. 20-16, Griffins over the Ichabods. What a start to this game here in the capital city of Kansas. Over the timeline, Josh Book, guarded by Ungashik, gets it to Dixon. Dixon has a pass nearly poked away. It is indeed poked away by Jarmel Johnson, but he can't go track it down for the steal. Instead, Jerron Thames gets it. 10 on the shot clock already on this Griffins possession. Thames right wing. Left-hand dribble. Poked away again. Loose on the floor. Orr gets the steal. Up ahead to Johnson. Doesn't have numbers. One on two. Lay pass to Ungashik. Left wing too slow. Too low, excuse me. Couldn't scoop it up to shoot it. Instead, drives. Finds Orr trailing the play and laying it in. Andrew Orr. Smart, heady play. High basketball IQ for the junior big man, lays it in as the trailer, back to a one-score game at 20-18. What a start to this ball game. If that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. Top of the key, Tay Fields with it, back to the basket, looking, finally hands it off to Josh Book, pulls up left side of the painted area, back up to the top in Dixon, and now off the free throw line, Fields, working on Orr, into the lane, loses the ball, tosses it out late, through contact, a whistle and a foul on Washburn, and that will send Justin Bubach to the line when we come back from a media timeout. 7:05 to go in the first half. It's Missouri Western 20, Washburn 18. You're listening to coverage of Ichabod Basketball on Country 106.9.